Because if you can survive the violet night, you can survive the next. And the fig tree will ache with sweetness for you in sunlight that arrives first at your window, quietly pawing even when you can't stand it. And you'll heavy the whining floorboards of the house you filled with animals as hurt and lost as you. And the bearded irises will form fully in their roots, their golden manes swaying with the want of spring. Live, 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 live. One day, you'll put your hands in the earth and understand an afterlife isn't promised. But the spray of scorpion grass keeps growing, and the dogs will sing their whole bodies in praise of you, and the red buds will lay down their pink crowns, and the rivers will set their stones and ribbons at your door. If only you'll let the world soften you with its touching. Make small steps in this wild place. There are signs of life everywhere, sharp spaces too. The slip of a rain-glazed rock against my searching feet. Small steps, like prayers, each one a hope exhaled into the trees. Please, let me enter, please. Let me leave whole. There are, too, the tiny sounds of faraway birds, the safety in their promise of song, the puddle forming finally after summer rain, the golden butterfly against the cave dark. Maybe there are angels here, too. What else can I call the crown of light atop the leaves? What else can I call my footsteps forward? Small, small, sure. The house sparrow flies to the ground to get the seed that has fallen from the feeder. In doing so, it flies through a bit of spider web, which works as something like a phone call to the spider, who then answers with a hello, careful and very quiet, but nobody is there. This happens a lot to spiders. It makes them grumble about the neighbors who walk across the spider's curious lawn. But the complaint is hollow. Sometimes someone is indeed there. A fly, a moth, any number and manner of very small beast. They try to run away but are tripped up by the long, thin fingers of the web. The small thing quivers, asks politely, please, to be let go, followed by a sincere apology. But a spider does not have ears. This explains why it does not hear the house sparrow swoop up into the air high enough to reach the spider. Few leaves rustle while the whole world simply moves forward. This is the Saturday business of the immense backyard conglomerate at work. If one listens, one might hear the great bustling city of it all, the small sirens and screams, the caterpillars backing up, the geckos at their serious work.
That was U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limón reading Reasons to Live by Ruth Awad, Lullaby for the Grieving by Ashley M. Jones, and 20 Minutes in the Backyard by Alberto Rios. These poems are all included in the anthology You Are Here, Poetry and the Natural World, edited by Limón and published by Milkweed Editions in April. You can find a link to the book and links to learn more about each of the poets featured in this episode at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com. Interesting People Reading Poetry is an independent podcast, co-created by me and my brother, Andy Sturmer, who composes all of our music. We hope to be back soon with a new full-length episode. As always, thanks so much for listening.